seeing as all of the abundance that Father gives to us, freely gives us so many things. And I just happen to, at my part-time job, I'm happy to get out of the house and be among people and make a paycheck. You know, it's part-time, and it's, you know, really, really great to just be out in the public, just be there where I let God shine through me. I love what I do, so it's easy. I get to smile all day. Sometimes I have a little sweat, but that's part of life and work. But honoring God has been a real important step for me, in that it just finally rang true through me, like resonated through me, almost like a physical feeling in a way, that I get to give back what belongs to Him. I get to do that. It's in my head. The minute I know some kind of asset is coming to me, I just calculate right away, think about what that number will be to give back to Father. And it makes me happy. That, I guess, is where the word joyful giving comes from, because I've never considered it that over the years until, not too long ago. And paycheck came last week, and I knew it was there, automatic banking and all that, and I just planned my lifestyle around what I'm expecting. And so a few days later from that payday, I decided, I should probably have a look. I wanted to see what the details were. And lo and behold, on top of a fairly decent check as it was, I got a $200 bonus for smiling at all of the public people and getting them to buy the things that they are tasting from my little cart, and it paid back in dividends. And I was like, that's a boost. Thank you, Father. I really appreciate that. And you take good care of me. I have no worries in the department of abundance, because lack no longer lives in my vocabulary. So, yeah, it was cool. And I praise Him for that. And I praise Him every day for my feet hitting the floor and being able to walk out the door and live my life for Him, with Him, and for Him. So, cool. God bless.
Here from everybody so far, God bless you all, and God is blessing us every single day, and really just like God, He's our dad, He's our Father, and He really wants us to have a good life, happy life, and He is the one who brings us all of His favor and grace. It's so great how, you are really practicing to walk with God with your business, and He is showing you, that His favor is there. Like, so it's what you just said, we are still living in this world. We're not of this world, but we're still living in this world, and we end up doing similar things as the rest of the people. Every day, we do get up, and then we will cook breakfast. We will eat breakfast. It's not that because we are in God's heavenly kingdom, we're not doing those things, or we will have to go to the store to buy groceries or different things. But in those things, in those moments, or like with your business, like working, different things, getting clients, God's favor is there. So we can really see that He is with us all of the time, and He wants to be very involved in our lives, and He wants us to trust Him and, ask Him, expect from Him big things, and He's able to make those things happen. So really, we can be thankful, and with that happy heart, we can look forward to each day. And something really sweet that God did for me, I would like to share. A few weeks ago, maybe like 2 weeks or even a little bit longer ago, I saw this dress online. from this website. It's actually a brand from the UK, but they do ship to the US and without any extra duty and things like that. But if I were to ship it to India, I would have to pay more like taxes and duty and things like that. So I saw this one dress that really caught my eye and I really loved it. I was like, wow, because it was very unique. It was my favorite color and like just the style of it. I had not seen anything like it anywhere before. So I really, really liked it. And I added it to my cart, which sometimes, I don't know if who all are into online shopping on this call, but sometimes, you know, you add things to your cart and then you end up not doing anything about it for a while. It just stays in the cart. So I had it in my cart for like a while. And I think I got busy and I kind of forgot about it, but then I remembered again. And then the next time that I checked, my size went out of stock. Like a lot of the sizes went out of stock for that dress. Only like really bigger sizes were still available. And so I felt a little bummed out. I was like, oh no, I should have bought it when I had the chance. I waited too long. And so I felt kind of bad, you know, about it, that I missed it. And but last week, one of the nights, I was, I don't know, I was on my phone doing something else, and randomly I was just inspired to check, you know, this website again, and I checked for that dress, and they had my size, and they only had one piece left, so I was like, oh, I better hurry and order it before it goes away. So last week I placed an order and I had more things from their website. They had some really cute things. So I was able to place an order for it. And I didn't know that, because I don't order from this website often because, you would do it here in the US. So I didn't realize that I was supposed to get express shipping and things like that because it is an international brand. It takes longer for them to deliver things to the U.S. also. So if you want it sooner, you need to pay for express shipping and, you know, do it like that so that it comes on time. Otherwise, it takes longer with this particular website. But I wasn't aware of any of this. And I placed the order and everything. And then I had like maybe five or six items in that order. And one of the items was going to come separately and the rest of the five items was going to come together. So one of the items that was going to come separately, it told me it will be delivered on, I forget the date now, but earlier than the rest of the things. And the rest of the things will be delivered in the email they sent me, it said it will be delivered on September 10th. And September 10th is the day that I'm flying from here to first to New York, and then from New York I fly back home. So I was like, oh no, that's too late. Like, why are they taking this long? But then I found out that because it's not a American, you know, company, it's going to come from the UK and whatever. And then also they account for holidays and things like that, Labor Day and many things were going to be in this time frame. So they don't do shipping and things like that for those days. So they take those days out anyway. So the things were going to come much later. So I was like, okay, first this dress, like in the beginning, first, like I couldn't even order it. It went out of stock, but God, you brought it back and you made me be able to buy it. And now this is like the next hurdle that now it looks like I won't get it still because it's going to get delivered on the day that I'm leaving. And I have to leave in the morning. It's obviously not going to come before I leave. So, but I, you know, again, in my mind, because I've had many experiences with other things that, you know, it looks like it might not happen or, you know, it will be late or things like that. But then God did come through and I always got whatever I needed way before time. He has always watched over and, you know, done those things for me in the past. So I knew that God will do it again. And I just gave it to God, said, okay, God, I know the email says this, but I know you are able to do all things. So you are able to bring it to me on time, and I don't have to worry about this. Or I don't have to now figure out a way to, I don't know, get express shipping or things like that. I didn't want to deal with any of that, and I just simply gave it to God instead. That God, you figure it out for me, and you make it happen so that everything just comes out smooth. And one of the items that was going to come separately, it came on the exact date that they had said in the email. The date matched the day that it arrived, and I received that product that same day. So then I got to thinking, okay, they're very accurate with what they say in their email, because this item came exactly the day that they have said in the email that it will arrive this day. And, you know, they are very particular, so they are matching what they are saying in the email. So again, the thought started coming again that, oh, the other items, which also has my dress, that really nice dress that I wanted to get, in the other order. So if they are this accurate, then it looks like I won't be getting the rest of the order on time. So again, that, you know, those thoughts started coming in my mind. But then again, I had to like really go to God again and say, okay, God, I don't want to stress about this. I don't want to think about this. I don't want to worry about this. I know you can do all things, and I know you can get it to me on time, and I don't have to worry about this. So every time the thoughts would come, but I would give it back to God, because I have seen him do those things for me in the past. So I was like, God, I know you can do it again. So this is nothing. It's easy for you. And yesterday morning, I again remembered about this order of mine that has not arrived yet. And just yesterday morning, I just said to God, like I was talking to God, and I said that, thank you, God, that you have taken care of this for me, and I don't want to think about this, you know, anymore. So, but I would check my email and things like that to like look if, you know, they send you, sometimes they send you updates if they have shipped it, where it is at, like you can track your shipment. But I had not heard anything from them. So yesterday morning, I was just talking to God about this, because I remembered again that this thing hasn't arrived and I'm leaving soon. So, I said to God again that, God, I know you can do this. You can get it to me on time. And you have figured this out for me, and now I'm not going to worry about it anymore. And then yesterday, I went to pick up Zayden from school, because Preet was with Zane. Zane had a little rest day yesterday. So I picked up Zayden from school. And when I was bringing him back, Preet let me know that my order from that company had arrived. So I was so happy, and I was very excited to get back home and, you know, look at all the things. And when I came back home, really all of my things were there. And yesterday was September 2nd. So it wasn't even, so it didn't like match the date that they had said. It came much quicker. And I didn't know, but Preet had, I think, ordered some things before me, and hers took longer to come, I think, because she also, and I know she paid for express shipping too, because she also wanted it to come soon enough, because she wanted to try on different things. And I didn't know any of this, because we had not talked to each other about this. We ended up doing this separately, so I didn't know about express shipping or anything like that. But I was just amazed that just that morning, I again, you know, again gave it to God. Again, I said that, okay, God, you can, you know, get it to me quick, and you can get it to me, you know, before I leave, basically, that I will have it. So I was just so excited yesterday when I came back home. All the whole package was waiting for me, and I could try on, and everything fit perfect, and everything looked great. And I just really thanked God with all of my heart that even these kind of things, that, you know, how much he cares for us, cares about us, that to make us happy, he takes care of things like this too, that, you know, he knows what will bless me or what will bless Richard, Fred, Lorian, you know, each one of us individually. He knows us so perfectly. And so we can really rely on him, just like, you know, it says, trust in Jehovah with all of your heart and lean not unto your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him and he will direct your path. So really for everything, you know, even things like this that happen in our lives or something that will make us happy, God knows exactly how to bring those things. So it was such a big blessing. It's very big for me. It might, I mean, it sounds small for maybe some people, but for me it was a very, very big thing because, first of all, this dress that I really, really liked, I'm not like that for, like, most of the time I don't get so attached or like, cause there's so much out there, you know, but this particular dress was just so unique that I really, really liked it, that I really wanted to have it. And it was, you know, all out of stock, but then God, somehow I had one item left in my size that I was able to order it. And then it came way before the time that they said it would. So all of these things were just such a big, you know, it was really God working in this situation because, and I could really see and feel that, you know, how much God really loves us and he wants to take care of us in all things. Whatever it is that we do, wherever it is we are, he wants to be that loving father to each one of us. And once we make that decision to really live this life with him, then he's able to direct us, inspire us to do, you know, different things. So we just move in that. It's not like a, you know, spiritual, religious, some experience or something, I don't know, very like from inside that you feel something or like, it's very simple, really. And it's about just living life with God. That's what it's all about. And, you know, that's what he has made available through his son, Jesus Christ, that now no more of us jumping over hurdles to get to him, to be able to please him. He says, you are my son, you are my daughter in whom I am well pleased too. You know, like just like he was with Jesus Christ. That's how now he has made us to be, and we have his spirit in us. So whatever it is that we, you know, are inspired to do each day, we really, we just do that. We just move in that. And in those things, God is going to make us very fruitful. He's going to bless us, and he's going to keep us in that happy will life that he really desires everybody to have that. And there are still so many people in this world who are who are still in darkness, who still don't know this one true God. Or maybe some people who have been saved, but they still don't know all the benefits that come with walking with God. And so God is able to reveal those things through us because he uses our mouth to speak the right words, the right doctrine. The words that bring hope and faith, build up faith and, you know, encourages people. That's what God wants to do through each one of us. And this is what everybody in this world is really searching for. So there are people like that, you know, everywhere. And God knows where the ready ones are. So I want to deal with the ready ones. I don't want to deal with somebody I have to work hard to convince that this is real or that this is true, but really somebody who is looking for this truth and will immediately catch and practice and move in that. So God has, you know, revealed to us the way to see that, to see signs, wonders, miracles, and to see great expansion of the kingdom of God. We go to him again for everything. We can rely on God 100%. Not that I have to put 50% of my effort, and then the rest 50% God says, I'll take care of it. Like Dad used to give this example, then it will be okay, 50% thanks to God, and then 50% you pat yourself on the back, but thanks to me, I made this happen. But really, no credit to us, but all credit, 100% can go to God, if we are letting Him do all of the work, 100% of the work, and letting Him really work in us and through us, then we can really be at rest. We can be peaceful about any situation, different situations that come up, different circumstances that pop up. We don't get so easily distracted or discouraged or disappointed by different circumstances that pop up. But because we have the Spirit of God, God is able to constantly renew our mind, also to build up our faith and confidence to again, expect, to keep expecting, keep on expecting, keep on expecting 100% results from God. That is His way, and He has that available for each one of us who makes that decision to go to Him with that desire, and He is the one who makes it happen. So really, with all of our heart, we can give Him the credit, 100% credit, because I really didn't do any of this. I have no part in making this come to pass, but really then we can say with all of our heart, really, God, You did it. You made it happen for me in Your perfect way. And God's way is perfect. There are no flaws in how He makes things happen, in the way He designs things, in the way He manifests signs, wonders, and miracles. There's no flaw or something that can be done better. God's way is the best way. So I want my life to be like that, to be an example of that, that God's best way is manifested through my life. So every single day I really make that decision that, okay, God, I want to do it Your way. I don't want to waste time with my trial and error things, but really, God, You give the jackpot things. You give the right things. You give the right words, the right people. So when we make that decision, then it's all on God. The pressure is on God. There's no pressure on me, this burden for me to make things happen. But really, God just keeps doing different things every single day, different things, different ways to bless us, to show us that He is really there watching over us. He is with us. He's our dad, and He is always by our side, and He's on our team, and He has our back. So you will never lose. You're not on the losing team, but you are more than conquerors, and it is done already. This is another thing that God encourages us constantly, that you have already won, everything, whatever it is that different people are going through with God, it is already done. And Jesus Christ paid the price. So I don't need to continue to pay debts because it's already done. It's done, accomplished. So we just agree really with our words, like Richard, you were sharing, like speaking the right words, and then just keep going with that one step at a time. And then God makes His miraculous thing, His supernatural way, He makes those things happen for us. And there's fruit with God. There's much fruit. So that's what I'd like to share. God bless you all.
Good evening to you all. And Sean, I think his time, South Africa.
2 a.m.
I'm just looking. 2 a.m. Would you like to share something? You're joining at 2 a.m. Would you? Or, I don't know.
Sean left.
Okay. He's left. Yeah, 2 a.m. Maybe that's why. Okay. Today is now here is 4th of September 2025, and right now it's 79, and the high today is 88, the low 77 in Celsius, right now 27, high is 31 and 25. There was medium shower, not pouring kind of rain. Last few days we had a lot of rain, such a way that concentrated rain shower that certain places got flooded because the amount of the rain came down much faster than the capacity to drain. So a lot of water. Recently I was inspired to look for the old sharing that I did when I visited, Beatrice and I visited Europe, and we met with Patricio and Maria, and we were with them for some days and met with some leaders there with Patricio. One day Patricio and Maria took us to historical location. Perhaps it was 2 hours, 2.5 hours drive away from his home. His home is in periphery of Madrid. His house is on the higher altitude, so there's a temperature difference. Say Madrid temperature is 70, then his place the temperature is 60, something like that. While we were driving back, on the way back, Patricio had few questions because we were encouraging them to speak by the Spirit of God and scriptures and the Word of God, you know, this kind of topic. And while we were going back, I began to share these points. And Beatrice reminded me that I should record it on my cell phone using the app and record it. I found that teaching. I listened to it. So this was, I think, 2019. So as far as doctrine-wise, it was clear what is the Word of God, and Word of God also, Logos of God and Rhema of God, and Scripture, Graphe. So I was sharing these points, and also that the men of God, 2 Timothy 3:16, all Scripture is inspiration of God, Theopneustos, and profitable for doctrine, reproof, and correction, and someone called from Nepal. Yeah. So let him know, just 1 second, that I am, wait a minute. Okay, I messaged him. So, okay. Yeah. So that 2 Timothy 3:16, it's written in the pastoral epistle. All Scripture is inspiration of God and profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, which is instruction, righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, artios, through thee perfected unto every good work, or all good works, something like that. It's really critical, important, to know difference between all these things, and also looking at the scriptures, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, and Book of Acts, and see how believers, or Jesus Christ, or apostles, they spoke, taught, witnessed. We know that those days, about 2,000 years ago, after the day of Pentecost, when the Gentiles started to come into the picture through Paul, the Apostle Paul. Those days when the Apostle Paul was preaching, that time in the beginning, for certain years, there was no writing, no church epistles. The church epistles were first written to the Thessalonians, 1 Thessalonians, many years after the day of Pentecost and after Paul's conversion, perhaps 6 years when Paul was not fruitful, then the first itinerary began. So exact date, I don't remember right now, but so quite some time that the writing, graphe, the church epistles, weren't available. So the pattern for the outreach, preaching the gospel, was very different in the first century church, and also how Jesus spoke was, I think you know those Bibles that wherever Jesus spoke, written in red character. So it's very easy to see. You can scan through Matthew to the Gospel of John, and which I did, looked at it, and it was very different from the way that Christian church practice today. That is, the teaching is associated these days with the Bible. Unless the Bible is opened up, the meeting, say, fellowship happens, and then suppose the communication, teaching, whatever is done without opening the Bible, then some people will think, oh, there was no teaching today. They will think like that. Oh, nobody taught us today because nobody or teachers didn't open the Bible and read and expounded those scriptures. But the first century and the time of Jesus Christ, the teaching was not done by opening the scrolls. These things are important. One important thing to recognize the what is the right way to preach the gospel. Jesus says, it was written in Isaiah when he quoted, the Spirit of Jehovah God is upon me. The Spirit of God, Jehovah God is upon me. So we have the Spirit of God now in us. He has anointed me. Jehovah has anointed me, Jesus, with what? With the Spirit of God. He has anointed me with the Spirit of God. So he has anointed me to preach the good news, gospel. Even the scripture is showing how the good news to go out of you from heaven through you is by the Spirit of God. So we are able to do that. So that is an important truth that we are to practice, because we are now enabled. God has enabled us with the power from on high, ability from on high, and we can do that. So I was sharing these things with Patricio, and Patricio has some more questions than I answered, and end up having maybe 4 different times that I did recording. One time was on the way back from one of the historical place, about 2 hours drive from Madrid area. So these things I encouraged here in India from my fellowship. Starting is at home, from my home fellowship. Also other practice that I have done was I expected God to send the ready ones, hungry ones, laborers. Yet I did not put effort go out witnessing and things like that, but knew that God would send me those key laborers, because it's God's interest to save all mankind. So that kind of thing too. And truly, God brought one by one. So all it takes is one labor. And we don't have to think that it has to be from this area, or has to be from the old acquaintances or some of the believers that you know. We don't have to decide. Let God decide and expect God to take you to or from that different places, individuals who are ready to receive the good news. And sometimes we may not meet them, but we continue at it. I remember once I shared with Raj Sutan, when Raj began to come to receive encouragement, teaching, and I encouraged him that one was that God has your harvest ready field for you. And also I mentioned to his wife, because after God has revealed to Raj about the harvest ready field, like Macedonia, that kind of place that God has, after I shared about this point, Raj really went to God, where is the place? Where is my harvest ready field? And he went back home after my sharing about this point and went up to the rooftop. Indian rooftop is flat. So he spoke to God, where is my harvest ready field? And God has given him revelation, inspiration, that the place where you left and came to Delhi, that was Punjab. God has shown him it's in Punjab for him. And it really became that way. Now, wonderful growth, outreach, labors God has given to him over the years, not only in Punjab at many districts, but also in other states as well. And to his wife, because Raj began to visit Punjab for some days every month, so I encouraged his wife to begin her home fellowship, because you are at home. So, of course, not forcefully told her you have to do this or that. I just suggested. It would be wonderful you have your home fellowship. And she began home fellowship, where the fellowship was her, and when Raj is back home, then with him and the kids. And that time children were little, so Bindu, Raj's wife, was thinking, I wouldn't be taking the kids, going out and speak to people. So she just did home fellowship. Whether people came, didn't come, she continued at it. And maybe 2 months, 3 months later, one of the very hot summer day, and that day Raj was home, and just him, his wife, and children, the fellowship was over, then heard a knock on the door. And they opened the door, and there were one middle-aged couple, and they found out they're originally from Uttarakhand state, and they had, now I don't remember, but desire to hear this good news, and heard from somebody else, and they were walking around, had Raj's address, but couldn't find the address, the location. Those days still there was no GPS and the phone, this kind of convenience now we have. So So they were searching, walking on a hot summer day, many hours, and finally found the house and came to the house. So these couple were really hungry people. So the fellowship began, Bindu's fellowship began, and as our manner was, we don't open the Bible and teach, but speak the words from God, speaking by the Spirit of God. No man can really say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. No man can really serve the Lord Jesus Christ without the utilization of the Spirit of God and prophecy. It builds up. So from way back, we are encouraging everyone to, although didn't exactly know that this point, that prophecy, but we encourage everyone to speak and knowing that God gives the words and so forth. So our fellowship was more prophecy based. Now, looking back, now we understand that what we were doing that. As the time went on, we came to know more and more about that. This is the way. And this is how 2,000 years ago, Paul and Peter and these people did. They spoke the word of God. That built the faith. That did the signs, wonders, and miracles. So Bindu's fellowship, now she has many laborers and they are having their fellowships at so many places, their leaders, and it's going, moving forward like that. So a few days ago, I was looking at, remembering those times that I had with Patricio, just wanted to hear, what did I say? So just listening to it, I was also blessed. That's what I wanted to share today.